So first we'll practice chanting and focusing on the meaning of gaining certainty on the view. And when we do this, we should envision in the sky in front of us all the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas residing very clearly within our mind. And then as we chant the text, we're aware of the sound and also aware of the meaning as we chant it.
Then you parta parta and then the cups of Tony Jeremba Yere, Tumba Nila Lo, Sensei Gigan and Dona Yendigando, Surgeon Namatang, Dadang and Mikate, Dakra Tung Yemila, Mikate, and Dona Yanga.
So there are many ways of meditating on emptiness. Well, one of them is that one can imagine emptiness itself being there, or one can imagine that the sounds that one is listening to are the inseparability of sound and emptiness. So that's also something you can do while you're chanting the text. In the beginning, it's important to ascertain what the view is. One should be able to distinguish clearly between what is a wrong view and what is a correct view. And knowing what a wrong view is, one gives it up. And knowing what the correct view is, one brings it into practice. One takes it up into one's experience. If one doesn't know what a wrong view is, then how could one possibly give it up? And if one doesn't know what the correct view is, then how could you possibly practice it? So, for example, if you take learning to practice patience, one should know then what the faults of anger are and what the qualities of developing patience is. And if you know that, if you know what the qualities of patience are and what its opposite is, which is the anger that arises when you don't have patience, and what the faults are, what all the negative places that can lead you, then you will want to practice patience. But first you need to know what its positive qualities are and what the negative situation is when you don't have it. And the kind of patience that's being talked about here is not the kind of patience where you're kind of helpless and you can't do anything about someone, so you just are forced to kind of sit and hang in there. For example, if someone in the worldly sense has a lot of power and they simply keep you suppressed in a certain place, it may appear to be something like patience, but actually it's just because you don't have strength on your own. So it's not that kind of patience, it's the kind of true patience that comes from understanding yourself. And that, so in order to practice that, then you have to know its positive aspects. So we have many different kinds of suffering that come from grasping onto an ego, from ego clinging, or from delusions. It may seem that we're just simply enduring these things or practicing some kind of patience with it, but this is not true. That comes from the fact that we have not developed the mastery over ourselves, and we are, in a sense, helpless in front of these. So Rinpoche is explaining two lines from the text, which you'll find on page 2. The sixth and the seventh line of page 2. And in the Tibetan. And in the English, it's on page 2. Just above the B section, it's just above the middle of the page, which reads, it's a three-line verse, but he's just explaining the last two lines. Since they realize that the true nature is without mental fabrication, and that its way of appearing is through interdependent arising, the view of the Madhyamaka tradition is utterly true. So there are many different graduated views. There are many different ways of evaluating views. But the ultimate of all of them, the most perfect, or the ones that reaches the highest level, is that of the Madhyamaka. And why is that? And that's because that view asserts or understands that the mode of being of all phenomena is free of mental elaboration, and that the mode of appearing of all phenomena is through interdependent interdependent arising.
Dikatsu umilam te demban tartupam taban tartupa yimbar tinte tinu umalaran dong dang yindong nisusedisumbar.
So then this ultimate view or this ultimate truth that is the Madhyamaka path has two main divisions in it. One is the Rangtong school and the other is the Shentong school. Rangtong is translated usually as empty of itself or empty of self. Shentong is empty of what is other to it.
Jumsin Karasana, Delatini, Kabaneda, Samuta, Tamu Yabare, Tanda Randon Tanjur Tabantartuk de Belola, Yendon Sentam below the Yure, Dene Yendon Tabantartuk de Bacapso. Debe Lola Tene Sem Tantang Yendong Taba Yang Cheper Hitab Cheper Yang Higogre. Tisena Samotan Tramoyogre.
The distinctions between the Rangtong and the Shentong view are very subtle and they're very important. Why is that? Because the distinctions, what makes up the distinctions between these two schools are known as like difficult points or difficult difficult key points that are hard to understand, that are profound and very, very subtle. Those that hold that the Rangtong view is the supreme one, when they speak of Shentong, they say that that Shentong view is actually they include it within the Chittamatran view. So if you're a Rangtongba and you are speaking about a Shentong school, you would tend to say that the Shentongs are just another form of the Chittamatra school or the mind-only school. However, if you are a Shentongba, if you hold that the Shentong view is the ultimate or the most supreme one, then you assert that there is a distinction to be made between the Chittamatran view and the view of the Shentong.
Tene ta tambo rantong tela nge tsukye jila nge yorde ho yisar. Sanang konde chunam kun Chiktan Toma Traverser Mu Yini Tungbe Na Mu Yini Tungbe Na Mu Wu Rangtong Hine Jupai Jupai Tatil and Java Hina, Rava Seeing about the Nanga Mubuni, Dosser Madava Mambo Yore, Tinchi Juni Jiwang the Senna, See Tinchi Juni Dang Nanga Tinchi Juni Jikong, parting about the Jendo Yore, Sedan Nanga Tinchi Namdang, Tinchi Juni Namdang, Korva Dang Yangin Deba, Marik Pe Wanke. Ninan Turpa Hyarte Dunga Nazo Nyung Sipang Korbatang Marekpa Le Marekpang Gagpe Dunga Nyung Tamjin Gagpa Hyavan Yang Yilin Depe Chu Tamjin Chujin jig dan tomerang yinlin debeser. Umelola, jig dan tomerang yinlin debare, tambo jig madrobare, jig madrobe tomaya madrobare, jig dan tomerang yinlin debare. That the omitangin on the Hajaman weaver. Jig dan tomerang yinlin debeser no. Tongbare, tongbate yinni tongbare. Jig the tomerang yinlin debeser no. Mu yinni tongbena. Mu yinni yinni tongba. Doma ni tongba. Tangbu ni tongba. Yedong. Yedong said you take the ta mangbu. Yedong said you the tangbu ni tongba. Yedong mayina kadayongodo. Tangbu demba drop. Jesus ma hexoma tongba ina. Then he yedong mare. When the kingdom does a tangbu. Chakundo Jesus wrote the Kingdom Savaro and Ji Hindogodoa, then our Tambo Demba drove. Then Jesus then drove the Higgs on Tomba Yina, then he yet on Mare. Partan Tomba Chayamore, lower the Tombare. Then Ravo Mare Yeni Tomba Tambo Nintomba Yeni Tomba, Tambo Nintomba, Duma Nintomba, Kani Tomba. Kani tongba da dema ni tongba parche chikba yo. Ngu yi ni tongba di se na, ngu yi ni tongbe na, tongbe se se ra re tongba se na, tene rangdong hi ne jo ba yi. Rang la, konde chi chu nam la rang la ngu ma, ngu yi tropa dorza me pa ngu ma tropa se na, tene rangdong hi tanyi de jo ba le. Rangdong hi ne jo ba yi. Oya, tari so.
So Rinpoche gave four lines of verse to explain the Ramtong view. And this is just a rough translation. The all phenomena, all inner and outer phenomena of samsara and nirvana. All inner and outer phenomena of samsara and nirvana are free of being one or many. Their essential nature is primordially empty. This then is called the Ramtong. The Ramtong school. Okay. So Rinpoche commented on this then, that there are many different ways of dividing outer and inner phenomena. For example, you can speak of them in terms of the ayatanas, sometimes called the sense fields. There are 12. The 12 sense faculties and their 12 the six sense faculties and their 12 objects, for example, or you can speak in terms of samsara and nirvana. Samsara being where because of our through the influence of our ignorance that we wander in this cycle of existence and suffer, and nirvana then being that which that state where this ignorance is eliminated. Then to comment on the second line, being free or being beyond, being one and many, and this is a one of the classic forms of reasoning, which says that if one phenomena is not truly established, then many cannot be truly established. Many has to begin with from the point of one. So if you can prove that one phenomenon is not truly established, then of course you can apply that everywhere and say that many phenomena are also not truly established. And because this is true then of all phenomena, then one can say that they are empty. And they are empty from beginningless time because they are beyond one and many. They are from the primeval era. They're empty from the very first, from the very beginning. They are empty. There is a term in Tibetan, yekong, which means empty from beyond time, in a sense. This emptiness, then, should be understood as being primevally or primordially or timelessly so. It's not that in the beginning there was something that was truly established, and then sometime after that beginning, something was destroyed. For example, you might think of a tree that was there, and then it got old and rotten and it fell apart, and therefore disappeared. That's not what's being spoken about here. It's not that first something is truly established and then somewhere along the line emptiness appeared and destroyed this. But that by its essential nature, through their essential nature, all phenomena are primordially from the very first, from the very beginning, from time beyond time, from time immemorial, they are empty. And because that is true, then they do not exist through having some kind of an essence. So this then is sort of the basic position of the Rong Tong school.
Rangin Jujin Chopam Sosu Mubo Tamche La Yume Desert Tongbai
Yume Desert
Tongbai. Mubu tamche tongbay. Yume desir tongbay. Kansar mubu tamche. Mubu tamche chuchinri. Mubu tamche tongbay yinsongbar. Mubu tamche tongbay yinsana. Ta tongbay yinbala jumtsen ji gugudu. Jumtsen yunna nga chuk keelingare. Jumtsen minna keelingarwa. Ta ti jumtsen karare. Jumtsen karare na. Ta jumtsen songa kansar. Mubu tamche je. Tanda kheba nam yindu. Sada nangu mubu tamche. Kowa ta nyangil de mubu tamche de rangyin de mubu rangyin de jyo tang jin je kansar mubu na rangyin jyo jin chokpa jyo tang jin je chokpa la ya mubu rangyin yo ma re de yin de jyo jin so so wa chakye so so la ya mubu rangyin yo ma re mubu rangyin ma ra ba di se na Mubu tamche tongpa nire songpare. Tang nga su tatan tong ngubu lpe yana lakpan de la rangyin yo mara. Lakpa rangyin de lakpa chakhe chokpa layan lakpa rangyin me. Lakpa chakhe re re layan lakpa rangyin me bise na lakpan de tongpa nire. Lakpa langane ngoo yo mara. Yana ngoo yo pan rawa de karre. Mlangyin do nga su namdo ntorte. Namdok denbar hiin de lakpa denpa re samne namdo ke takpa cham ta ten ra wen mer are
So, Rinpoche brings a quote from Ludwig Nagarjuna from the 70 stanzas on emptiness. All things are empty because they do not exist through through a gathering together of causes and conditions. Well, let's say, not because they do not exist, but they do not have a self nature that arises through the gathering of causes or conditions, nor does each thing that would be part of this gathering together have a self nature. So again, all things are empty. And why is that? Then there are two reasons that are given. A self nature is not established through the gathering together of various causes and conditions. Nor does each individual phenomena have a self-nature. So then Rinpoche comments on this. How is it that all phenomena are empty? One, you have to bring a reason to explain this. If you don't come forth with a good reason, then there's no reason to adopt this position. So in order to adopt this position, you have to come forth with some kind of reason. So then, in looking at phenomena or things here. For example, what we saw in the previous verse, the phenomena of samsara and nirvana, or inner and outer phenomena. If one looks at those and one cannot find some kind of essential nature that is there through the gathering together of causes and conditions, that does not produce some kind of essential nature that is a thing. And then if you look in each of the individual parts, there is not some kind of truly established nature that makes for a thing. So you can look at the whole, and the whole doesn't exist, or you can look at the individual parts, and you won't find that substantial existent thing in that part either. And therefore, one can say that all phenomena are empty. So how is it then that we see these things? Well, it's like a dream. It's our conceptual mind that has deluded us. We have grasped onto things as truly existent through concepts, and this then conceptual mind becomes deluded and then imputes existence to something where it actually isn't there at all. So existence then, or an essential nature or something of the sort, is really only something that has been, is a mere conceptual imputation.
Savatang, Deva Peke, Pendeti, Juriavaji, Tendo, Tendo Yanja, Tony, Dinjipate, here somebody.
Dropati,
look Deva Chick, John Dote, Deva
So Rinpoche taught this, these texts, two texts of Nagarjuna before in Bodh Gaya. One was the 60 stanzas on reasoning, and the other was the 70 stanzas on emptiness. And he hopes that these are now available in the various languages. that people have been working on this over the years. And they have already been translated into Chinese. And there's also a commentary available in Chinese on them. So then Rinpoche would like to... So Rinpoche would like to make a book with the various languages of this, with this root text, and he's hoping that maybe we can get 8 different languages in this book. But first we have to produce this gaining certainty in the view.
So if this gaining certainty in the view is
translated into many different languages, it will be very helpful with the people. It makes studying very easy. And also, you can discover the faults. You can compare between the different translations and find out who goofed where. And then you can. We can also then translate the commentary of Jamgon Rondo Lodo Taiye's into English, and that then will make this study of this text.
So
Christoph Lindner Danish, has translated the 70 stanzas from Sanskrit into English. You can get it from Dharma Publishing in California with a commentary on it. And you can get it from, you can buy it here in an older version that Motilal put out, but he's revised it and there's footnotes in it, the better version from Dharma Publishing. And Rinpoche commented that it seems that he's considered to be like a scientist, or because he was so precise in his ways of analyzing the text. So then we have to look and see how this text has been translated to analyze to see if it's been the translation's been done well. So if you can do it by yourself, then you can look at this text of the 70 stanzas and look into its meaning on your own. But if you don't have the ability to do that, then you can buy the translation and look at that and see how it is. In Tibet, then there were various generations of translations, and there were the first translations that were done, and then the translators that came along afterward made corrections in the previous translations and so forth. So over time, the translations were improved as each generation of translators came along.
Dongarang dong yin pa tin na ne tambo dongarang dong de tin la pa ne te ya ga do Natsu Tatarji Dungande Rantongre Jensen Carre Tatarji Dungande Natsula Lula Tempe Dunga Zonchu Jusela Tempe Dunga Dala Tempe Dunga Nila Tempe Dunga Daniel and Jurbe Dunga Ni Dala and Jurbe Dunga Madava Natsu Vachido Young Malam Tupudunga Raba Nimuchipo Yuna Young Malam Dukyatam Dunga Lazo Bambudu Dunga Tela Rangi Mevare Dunga de Randongre Tambo Dunga Randong the Tina Pamna Tea Yagisa Kainsen has a Dunga de Tunga in a Gagado Takan Gava Tina Pamna Tini Muba Yere Tempe Yabus over it Deva Deva Te Randong is in the Deva Te Yuna Gagado The Mussi Hirata Kitangasa.
So both the kleshas or the afflicting states of mind or and suffering are rangtong or empty in and of themselves. Rinpoche thinks it's best to begin with suffering since one would like to experience the emptiness of suffering probably. So if we look then at this present suffering, whatever present suffering it is that we may have, that suffering is empty in and of itself. And we can apply that to other kinds of suffering as well. We can say that suffering, physical suffering, for example, is also empty in and of itself. Suffering that might arise in relation to wealth, having or not having it and so forth, that also is empty in and of itself. Suffering is based on enemies or on friends, that is also rangtong, empty in and of itself. The suffering that comes from enemies turning into friends or from friends turning into enemies, that also is empty in and of itself. We may have a fine time during the day, but then at night we have terrible dreams. And these terrible dreams are also empty in and of themselves. So any kind of suffering that we might be experiencing, if we look into its nature, we can see that it is empty in and of itself.
Dunga chujin ranga ngu tungpa yinde jikta tome rang yinlen de ebisar penamalangji dunga yin.
So to put that into a reasoning, given suffering, it follows that it has no self-essence because it is beyond one and many. For example, like a dream.
Tate dunga de la tiso katere, tate dunga de winning about the cha trava se ona, do he in the travare, do he in the travate, cha he in the travate lango yomare, this and a dunga lamining o yomare.
So sentient beings, especially human beings, are always saying that they're suffering, they're going through such a horrible time. They're always going around this thought that they're having such a hard time of it. But actually, this suffering doesn't really exist. The past suffering, the past is gone. The future hasn't yet come. And the present suffering that's here, how much time does it really last? Well, if you cut it down into very, very, very small parts, it becomes so subtle that there's absolutely nothing there. There's no essence there at all.
Dunga jujin ranga ngu tungpa yinbe yinte debe dunga nga simba kaanke maungpa dunga maji besertang tatarpa dunga la ngu me beser. Tende zogore. Tende dunga tsami tang gore.
Tau leka tsang.
Kiki gore. Leka tsang gore se. Kiki gore. Rishi jipa ke dunga tsami tang gore.
So, another reasoning, given suffering, It is empty of having any kind of a self-essence. And why is that? That's because of the three reasonings. The first is that the past suffering has ceased. The second is the future suffering hasn't yet arisen. And this present suffering has no essence. So if you challenge the third reason and say, well, that's not right, it's not true, the one that the present suffering has no essence, then there's a reply to that of the sound of this finger snap. If you analyze that into very subtle parts, into 100 parts, into 1,000 parts, into 100,000 parts, and into even more subtle parts, you will find that there is no essence there. And therefore you can say that it is not established through having an essence. So previously, so when Rinpoche was in Europe before, he was giving a similar example. Yeah. I was saying that the sound of this finger snap can be divided into 100 parts or 1,000 parts. And there was a scientist there that was saying, 100,000 parts, that's a small number. Millions, he said, you can divide. Millions and millions. So this one finger snap, for the duration of the sound of one finger snap, that kind of, we can't really experience suffering within such a short time. To say nothing of being able to experience suffering that was that would be the equivalent of dividing that, the length of that sound into 100,000 or 1,000,000 parts. It gets so subtle that it's not possible to experience it. So there's a four-line verse. There is no essential nature to suffering. Thinking it exists. Is the confusion of concepts, or let's say is conceptual confusion. For example, it is like suffering in a dream. Present suffering is just like that.
Takes one. Me tsip dunga lang o me bari. Jum tsin karre. Tsigzi je me lang o yomar, dutin yomar, tsigzi lu lang o me bese na, jin yi lang o me na, jin tele somba dunga lang o kante se yon su. Hilang wale. Rwa?
No.
Ter, hirasar po yore.
So, to comment on this suffering being like a dream, being dreamlike suffering, for example, if one was burned by fire in a dream, this fire has no essence. There's not one atom or one of the tiniest possible particles that's truly existent, with neither within the fire nor within the body that's being burnt. So both sides of the equation have no true existence. And if that's certain, then where could suffering possibly come from? So therefore, using this reasoning of being beyond one of the many, and that things therefore, what appears is like a dream, one should then use this reasoning, which is a good one, and come to a clear conviction about it.
Tetar donga dembar madro bengi ki cheta gom na tene donga je nelo gombare donga je nelo gom ji be gom chobe se na tene donga te chi chi tore gom ja pe tore kai se na nelo gombare donga je nelo.
So then one comes to understand that suffering is not truly existent, and one then moves to the next stage of meditating on the true nature of suffering itself. And when one does that, then this suffering becomes an aid or a friend along one's path of practice.
Dani niji donga kono yo sentien kangala dani niji donga te kangala yo bare kina sengil de pemba chola yo bare do ro dani niji donga kono yo tamje number to pe se bai tendu jo bare.
So the those that are destitute suffer, have the suffering of suffer lack, or their suffering is in the form of lacking things. And the rich ones, those that are rich, have the suffering of possessing things. And everybody has the suffering of having friends and enemies. All of these arise from concepts. So even animals have this kind of suffering, the third kind of having friends and enemies. If we watch animals closely, you can see that they'll run away from enemies and feel closer to others. And this all comes from having a sense of self, from grasping onto self, and that is, again, a conceptual delusion, a delusion that's created by concepts. You may have observed walking in a dark forest at night sometimes that two groups of ants, one red and one black, will be fighting each other. And so these are very small beings that don't have a large intellect, but nevertheless they have this sense of friends and enemies, and they're fighting each other, the blacks and the reds. So these conflicts, these battles and so forth, are caused by clinging to the self, by ego fixation. It's the root of all of these problems. It's not prajna that brings about this situation, but it's clinging to the self.
Tetar mato bawang ke dunga naso nyongo, danyin ruksu jiwang ke dunga naso nyongo, te nyingi gongore. Te malare pi jindang kya kiri. Te mato malare pi jindang kya kiri.
So then there's two lines from Milarepa's that see this life like a dream or an illusion and have compassion for those who don't. So, when you come across these ants in the woods that are battling each other, or when you come across anyone who's fighting, then at that point you can have compassion for them, knowing that they're suffering from this kind of ignorance. And if you're not able to do that, then you can't consider yourself a follower of Milarepa.
Sundu mulanju morto madu balanyinji gom. Sundu mulanju morto madu balanyinji gom. Sundu mulanju morto madu balanyinji gom.
That English.
So we should chant this in English then. Look at this life like a dream or an illusion, and have compassion for those who don't. Look at this life like a dream or an illusion, and have compassion for those who don't.
Sir, you are married.
Not
enough. Thank you. Given the
So Rinpoche will explain the Zhen Tong, or empty of what is other to itself, view tomorrow. So he'll explain just a few lines in a way that's easy to understand.
Yeah.